Did you say that trials are looking at the possibility of skipping chemo in platinum-sensitive recurrence and BRCA germline?
Replacing. And it's not just in BRCA germline. SOLO3 looked at a really interesting population where it was, you could be platinum sensitive. They didn't compare it. So it was olaparib versus physician's choice chemo, not including a platinum, actually. It's interesting. It's in a more heavily pretreated population of patients. They're looking at a response rate and PFS endpoint. So that data will be coming out very soon. I can't say any more than that, but watch for that. So that'll be interesting. And that's only in a BRCA population. But then NRGY004, which is being led by Joyce Liu, actually took all comers. So not just BRCA positive patients, but all comer high-grade serous, and I believe high-grade endometrioid, and platinum-sensitive recurrence, first recurrence, and randomized them to standard chemotherapy, platinum-based chemotherapy for 6 cycles versus either olaparib alone or olaparib plus cediranib. And that's based on her phase two data, really showing that, especially in wild-type patients, if you combine cediranib, which is a tyrosine kinase inhibitor, multi-target TKI, with olaparib, at least in the phase two, you kind of shift the progression-free survival curves to look more like olaparib alone in a BRCA population. You sort of induce BRCA-ness is the theory.
But just to clarify, in the arm that gets the chemo, they get olaparib maintenance also?
No, they do not. This was before those studies came out. So
Oh, really? Wow.
that's going to be, I think, the bugaboo of those results is that it doesn't reflect the current standard of care, but the study was written before those came out. So
That's interesting.
we'll have to see how we interpret that data.
But still, that idea of, quote, replacing chemo, I think a lot of people are attracted to the idea of, PARP maintenance after platinum. Makes a lot of sense. But now, really, what you're saying is a different model, which is not PARP maintenance. It's kind of
Right.
PARP therapy, right?
Right. If you think about it, I mean, it seems kind of scary, and we always have to be careful to not harm patients. But if you think about the response rate data, specifically from ARIEL2, which was rucaparib, because they went to the first recurrence there, just single-arm study. And I remember when that came out, we were all like, huh, are people really going to enroll platinum-sensitive patients to a non-platinum trial? And it enrolled like crazy, very quickly. And the response rates in that recurrent population were over 70%.
Wow.
So these patients respond, and these were not all BRCA patients.
Huh.
So the earlier we know this, the earlier you use chemo and the earlier you use PARP inhibitors, the better your responses are.
That's fascinating.
So is that the same, better, worse than you'd see with carboplatin? I think that's the question here. So we'll see.
Wow, fascinating.